The drug maker Eli Lilly today said it will lower the prices of its most commonly prescribed insulin medicines by 70%. And the company said it will automatically cap out-of-pocket costs for insulin at $35 for those who have insurance. Let's talk about this with Julie Rovner. She is chief Washington correspondent at Kaiser Health News and host of the podcast What the Health. Julie, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Remind us what insulin does.
Well, insulin controls blood sugar in people with diabetes who can't make their own. It's basically a hormone that most people can make on their own. So the idea of creating artificial insulin that people could inject basically has kept a lot of people with diabetes alive for more than 100 years.
Mm. And with this announcement, Eli Lilly, the drug company, says the price caps apply to its most commonly prescribed insulin products. So as far as price, how much did patients pay before this, and what will they pay after these price caps come in?
Well, of course, there's lots of different kinds of insulin. You can think of it like blood pressure medication. They all do the same thing. They lower blood sugar, but they do it over different times, or they act faster. So the most common Eli Lilly insulins are Humalog and Humulin. Humulin, the list price is going to drop from about $275 to about $66. But some insulins are way more expensive, and some of them are cheaper.
Hmm. And Julie, are these the prices that patients will pay?
Probably not. And remember, these are patients with insurance. So in some cases, people have to have co-pays or co-insurance. That's what's supposed to drop to $25 or $35 a month.
Okay. The American Diabetes Association says insulin prices tripled from 2002 to 2013. I gather insulin is pretty cheap to make. Why have the prices skyrocketed?
Well, in some ways, because they can. There are three major companies that control 90% of the market. But of course, some of them have patented products too, different ways of delivering the insulin, different types of insulin. Those aren't quite as cheap to make, although they are cheaper than they've been selling for.
Yeah, okay. And what prompted this price cap?
Well, I think Lilly could see the writing on the wall. Last year, Congress limited the price of insulin for Medicare patients to $35 a month. Congress has been talking about making that go across the board, although they haven't done it yet. There is increasing competition for copies, basically essentially generic copies of insulin from other companies. So they're seeing competition as well. And I think this is a chance for them to, you know, look good of something that was probably going to happen to them anyway, eventually.
Mm. And do you think other makers of insulin will follow suit? And their prices will come down?
I think it's highly likely. You know, whether the prices will come down for everyone and to affordable prices, insulin is kind of a complicated medication for many people. But I think there's certainly an effort. This is a drug that actually keeps people alive. And we've seen a couple of times in this past decade or so where people have tried to ration their insulin and they can die because of it.
Julie Rovner is chief Washington correspondent at Kaiser Health News, and she hosts the weekly health policy podcast, What the Health. Julie, thanks again.
Thanks for having me, Scott.